This is John Batchelor, conversation with Ronan Wordsworth, a colleague at Geopolitical Futures, about Russia operating alongside Niger, Mali, Burkina Faso against jihadists in the region of West Africa. What do the jihadists want? How do they maintain their posture in these countries, wild countries, being chased by Russian mercenaries and the indigenous forces of Niger, Burkina Faso, and Mali? Ronan explains. It's shakedown, it's mob tactics, it's ungoverned spaces. Here's Ronan Wordsworth to explain this three-part drama. The Russian mercenaries, Africa Corps, the military juntas that have overthrown the governments in Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger, and the jihadists, both ISIS and Al-Qaeda, on the run, except when... Here's Ronan. More of this later.
So they continue to hold the same sort of line, which is to fight against the central governments there. They extract wealth from the local communities, especially in these ungoverned spaces, particularly across the Sahel there. There's like large areas of desert which do not have the government forces, and the government doesn't have the ability to actually to protect these communities. And so these Islamic groups are basically committing terrorist attacks. They attack a lot of government forces. They also have an anti-Russian ideology as well, but they're much more in line with the classic ISIS ideology, say, of their own independent aims, spreading radical Islamic extremism and also extracting wealth to fund their activities. So they attack the military groups, whether it's the defense forces or the Russians there, to try and obtain their weapons and diminish their strength, but also they extract from the local communities and they are very heavily involved in the smuggling trade through the region there, whether that's people smuggling, whether that's illicit arms, goods, drug trade, things like that. They can all flow up through the Sahel region there and are used by the local Islamic extremist groups to get money.